As you motor down the highway, you could be driving over dozens of underground passages called culverts. Those are metal pipes or concrete boxes that carry streams beneath the roadbed. In the Northwest, thousands of these culverts are poorly designed and maintained, blocking the way for endangered salmon. That's why Native American tribes have sued Washington State. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill headed out to look at some culverts.
Steve Hinton's job is pretty unusual.
I try to think like a fish.
That's part of Hinton's job. He's the director of habitat restoration for the Swinomish tribal community and the Sauk Swaddle tribe. He spends a lot of his time trying to figure out what obstacles are stopping salmon from making their way from the Puget Sound up the Skagit River into little creeks and streams to spawn, and then back again. Road culverts like this one block their path.
What we're looking at is a lip of concrete that looks like a knife's edge almost, a broken knife's edge.
To get into this culvert, fish would have to jump from a deep pool up a little waterfall and try to avoid injuring themselves on the concrete. Jim Peters works for the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission and is a member of the Squaxin Island Tribal Council. He says problematic culverts are part of the reason that some Native American fishermen have no fish to catch.
Our tribal members that do fish full-time, they're struggling.
Peter says culverts that block fish violate Native Americans' treaty-protected fishing rights. That's why Peter's tribe joined with several others and sued the state of Washington. Last June, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a 2013 ruling that a fishing right isn't just a right to go out and fish. It's also a right to have fish to catch. The Department of Transportation has responded by starting to fix its culverts, and it's seeing an immediate payback.
In many cases, we see fish access these habitats right away, you know, within days or weeks of the projects being built.
Paul Wagner is a biologist with the Department of Transportation. He says there are between 30 and 40,000 culverts in the state of Washington that block fish as they try to get upstream. 2,000 of those belong to the state. The rest belong to cities and counties and private landowners. Fixing culverts isn't easy, and it isn't cheap. It usually requires tearing out the culvert and tearing out the road to put in a bigger culvert or a bridge.
It's a monstrous task.
This is Steve Hinton again.
You go, wow, you know, there's a lot of not only design and engineering that goes into this, but just a lot of effort in moving traffic around it while you're constructing it. This one particular project we're looking at, or anyone, is a summer-long project and will borderline on $1 million or better, even in the simplest of situations.
In his proposed budget, Washington Governor Jay Inslee included about $700 million for culvert repair over the next 16 years.
That won't cover us.
Dean Moon's the fish passage manager for the Washington Department of Transportation.
We're projecting that number to correct 170 or so.
The state would need to repair a lot more culverts than that in order to give salmon access to 90% of the upstream habitat that's currently blocked. Tara Lee's a spokesperson for Inslee.
We're always looking at ways that we can, you know, fully fund that. And I think it's going to be clear that the legislature will need to find additional ways to pay for those remaining barriers.
The state-owned culverts are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to salmon passage, says Jim Peters from the Squaxin tribe.
The other people that have culverts, the counties and the cities, they see themselves next in line.
And if they're smart, Peter says, they'll fix their culverts before the tribe sue them, too. In Skagit County, I'm Eilish O'Neill.